Buck, Marty Lurie here on this day in baseball history. 1948, Satchel Paige finally comes up to the Cleveland Indians. Tell me about Satchel Paige and how great he was.
Satchel was actually, it's hard to tell how great Satchel was, because great is great. Great is great, and when you name Satchel, you're talking about one of the greatest pitchers that ever lived. See, now you're talking about Colfax. Yeah, you're talking about Clemens. Uh-huh, you're talking about way before your time, Walter Johnson, that type guy. Oh, great stuff, and the best control I've ever seen on any pitcher. See, here's a guy throwing 100 miles an hour and throw it right there where he wanted to. He was real tough, yeah.
You played against some great major leaguers. You were great major leaguers as well. Mm-hmm. Tell me about some of those games against Feller and your team and how all that turned out.
Oh, well, and we won the majority of the ball games against Feller, Dizzy Dean, and all. We won the majority. Not that we were better than the major leaguers, but we had a point to prove. See, the world said the major leagues are the best baseball players in the world. So we wanted to prove to the world that they weren't superior because they were major league, and we weren't inferior because we were Negro League. So actually, we stretched that single into a double, double into a triple. We stole home. Our type, that's the kind of baseball that Jackie took to the major league. We played that all the time.
Yeah. You did get to the big leagues late in your career.
Yeah, with the Cubs. Uh-huh, with the Cubs. And Jim Enright said, with the Tribune writer, said, Buck, I know you're glad to be here in the major leagues, and I know you're very proud. I said, well, I've got kind of mixed emotions. It's kind of bittersweet to me. It's sweet because now I don't have to be running all over the country. I'm you know what I mean. I'm going to ride this plane and things. But I knew Rube Foster. I knew C.I. Taylor. I knew Frank Duncan, guys that were actually capable of coaching in the major leagues 75 years ago. And yeah, I'm the first black.
Mm-hmm. You saw Campanella play. You saw Josh Gibson play. Compare them.
Both great catchers. Both great catchers. But Josh was a great hitter. Josh was a great hitter. See, when you said Josh, you're saying Ruth. You understand that? Like McGuire, Sosa, great home run hitters. But they aren't great hitters. They're good hitters. But Ruth, Josh Gibson, not only great power hitters, great hitters. 350 or better, lifetime batting average. Yeah.
Buck O'Neill, thanks so much.
All right.